And now today's good news, no sweat news. Today brought to you by Windorama. And here's what we got. Now, on Friday, the bandanas and the very big collection of New Jersey Lottery scratch-offs comes your way.
Very cool stuff. Okay.
Dateline England for good news, no sweat news, story number one. Well, it happened over the weekend, Dave.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Captain Tom Moore was knighted by the Queen of England.
That Tom Moore?
Yeah, that's right.
The old guy?
The old guy who
walked... done everything?
Walked from his back patio straight into England's heart.
He really did.
Received his nation's highest honor over on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, like, is absolutely incredible. He's the British Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
He's serving in wars. He's walking across the country. He's doing good things for people. He's getting knighted.
Back in April, he set a goal to walk 100 laps on his back patio before his 100th birthday because he had just had hip surgery, you know. And he was raising money for healthcare workers, the National Health Service. So he ended up raising $40 million.
Wow. And that's amazing.
So this is what he had to say. You can watch the whole ceremony. The old man, he wheels himself out there, and then the queen comes. And it's all done outside, right?
Oh.
Because they had to do it in fresh air. Usually it's inside.
That's right.
But now it's outside because of coronavirus.
Good for him.
I will say this. They had a little brief chat with each other.
They did.
They kind of looked like they're like two, like eight very, very old people chatting.
Yeah, they're pretty much the same age.
The queen got a little close to him.
Oh,
I
Queenie.
Mean, if I was Tom, I would have said, hey, 6 feet, Queen.
Queenie, social distancing.
Here's what he had to say.
I'm absolutely overwhelmed by that. It isn't everybody gets the chance to see the Queen, is it? I think that's going to be absolutely marvelous for me. I don't think if I kneel down, I'll never get up again.
Right.
I love it.
You're supposed to kneel, but they didn't make him kneel. I mean, he inspired countless other peoples to do very similar things. I think there's still a guy in Minnesota who's still walking.
But I think this guy's amazing.
So that's kind of fun, right? You can see the whole knighting video there at the coronavirus news feed at WRAT.com.
Nice.
Dateline Utah here in America for story number two. Oh, this is fun. This is, boy, talk about charity. A mom in a suburb of Salt Lake City started selling penis masks.
What?
A mom in a suburb of Salt Lake City. She started selling masks with little penises on them.
To
benefit the charity that she runs. Mindy Vincent runs a charity called the Utah Harm Reduction Coalition, and she's made face masks with little tiny male genitalia on them.
Why? What is this organization about?
It seems to be some sort of clean up the streets, you know, anti-ODing type thing.
And why the male anatomy?
Masks, you ask?
Yeah.
Well, they're kind of small little peenies, right? As my boys say. My boys say peenies.
Oh, boy.
They're little small peenies, so some people don't even notice them. But if someone does notice and has a problem, like, hey, you got a bunch of penises on your mask.
Yeah.
What's up with that? Then she could say, you're a little too close, pal. 6 feet. Back it up.
Okay.
You may scoff.
I am scoffing. I don't need her to give me an optics test. What if I have good vision and I can see it from 15 feet away?
You may scoff and say wearing a mask with little male appendages on it is ridiculous, but...
It is.
See, ridiculous? She's raised over $100,000 selling them.
Oh, my God.
And if you want one, just search out the hashtag penis mask project.
I'm going to pass on the penis mask.
Or just Google Utah Harm Reduction Coalition. I think it's stop OD'ing on drugs type thing.
Well, the cause seems worthy, but no penis mask for me.
No.
Not at this point.
Dave's not going to wear a dick on his face?
Not right now.
Okay.
Nope.
Now, some dude in Minnesota. Oh, we go to Minnesota for story number three. Some dude in Minnesota can't remember where he parked his car after a night of drinking. So he's been posting signs all over North Minneapolis. And the sign says, listen, I may have saved your life or your child's life by not driving, but now I can't find my car. So if you see it, please call. All they know is that, hey, how familiar are you with the cinematic work of Ashton Kutcher?
Oh, not very much.
You know,
I know the butterfly effect.
You know, the dude wears my car.
Dude wears my car.
Well, that's this is very much that.
Two. I know two movies.
He's got two. All right. Well, they know it's on a residential street somewhere in the northern part of the county, and that makes the search area about 600 square miles. So best of luck.
Very good. That car ain't never coming back.
Don't drink and drive.
Nope.
That's today's good news, no sweat news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.